الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will have the fourth message of hope, and the title of the message of today is Make Hope Your Home. Inshallah, today we will continue to strengthen the light of hope in our spirits as we were doing over the last 3 weeks. Today, inshallah, we will continue to feel the power of hope more clear and more strong in our spirits, and we will continue to learn about its greatest effect and blessings from the verses of hope which Allah is teaching us in the Quran. Today, inshallah, we will learn the story of a prophet and his wife. Both of them were believers in Allah's oneness, Prophet Ibrahim, the father of the prophets, and his wife Hajj. Let us first remember the rules of hope, which we already learned in the previous three classes of the messages of hope. In the first message of hope, we learn, number one, don't be sad, verily Allah is with us. This is a message to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his followers. The second message of hope which we learn from the Quran is, and never give up hope of Allah's mercy. This was related to Prophet Jacob, who lost his son for 40 years. We learned also Prophet Moses' message of hope, no, indeed, my Lord is with me and he will guide me. We learned Prophet Zechariah message of hope, my Lord has my prayer to you remained unanswered. The third message of hope in the last class was the answered supplication of Prophet Yunus while he was in the stomach of the whale. He said, none has the right to be worshipped but you. Glorified and exalted are you. Truly I have been of the wrongdoers. So actually, these are the messages of hope, that is to say, the verses of the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching the believers, so that inshallah we will always be confident of the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the hardships. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the hope of Prophet Ibrahim and the hope of his wife Hajar. Inshallah, examples to teach every believer about the reality of the power of hope. First, we will learn about Prophet Ibrahim's migration. We will read now from Surah number 37, verse number 99, to know about this migration of Prophet Ibrahim. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين. And he said, after his rescue from the fire, verily I am going to my Lord, he will guide me. So again, sisters, these are the words of Prophet Ibrahim. It is the same words of all the prophets which Allah is teaching us in the Quran, so that we can realize the importance of hope. This is Prophet Ibrahim leaving everything behind him, migrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having with him only one thing, the true belief and the true hope of Allah's guidance. He said, I will go to my Lord. He is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having with him the hope of Allah's guidance. As he said, he is sure to guide me. So he is hoping for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is enough for Prophet Ibrahim to compensate for all that he left in his homeland, which he decided to leave. This is the power of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The power of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to believe that you only need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can migrate to a new land, new people, new language, new lifestyle, but you are never alone, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. The hope, the power, the will, the mercy is with you. This is the blessings of the belief, which makes the believer to realize that so long Allah is pleased with me, then I have everything. Then this is enough for me, even if I decided to migrate alone. This is the first lesson of hope in our message today. Don't look around you to get the hope from the people, from the family, from the land, or from the bank account. It is only Allah, your Lord, who is must be the source of your hope, as He will give you guidance, care, provision, reassurance, peace, tranquility, and all that you are looking for in this life and in the hereafter. So again, sisters, for everyone who is migrating from his land, or migrating from his family, or migrating from the belief which he doesn't believe in, you are not alone so long you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the source of your hope. If you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are hoping for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be sure that Allah, the source of the power and the will and the mercy, so long He is with you, you have everything. Alhamdulillah, this is a lesson to give the hope and the reassurance to everyone who is in reality believing in the oneness of Allah, hoping for the guidance of Allah, having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for the believer. Allah is everything. So those whom they migrate and they leave their land or their families, they must have this migration for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them for this migration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider this migration as an act of worship, because it is for His sake. Those true believers, all praise to Allah, will be always having the full hope and the reassurance that so long I belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all my affairs. I will not be upset, or I will not be worried, and I will never feel lonely, because Allah is with you. So this verse of the Quran is for everyone who migrates from his land or from his people, that if you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be sure that inshaAllah Allah will guide you, and Allah will take care of you, and Allah will give you the hope, and Allah will arrange for you the good life in this life and in the hereafter, so long you are sincere with your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will learn more about the story of the hope of Prophet Ibrahim and his wife Hajar. Actually, we must learn that Prophet Ibrahim, when he migrated his land, he left only having with him only his wife, Sarah. Sarah was an old and sterile woman, so they don't have any kids. Actually, Prophet Ibrahim was looking for a son, so his wife Sarah decided to give him an Egyptian woman. Her name is Hajar, whom she was her servant or her maid. She decided to give him Sarah as a wife. So, Prophet Ibrahim, while he was 88 years old, he married Hajar, the Egyptian woman, and he gave a birth to the son called Ismail. This is Prophet Ismail. Actually, his wife Sarah became upset, and she asked Prophet Ibrahim to take Hajar and her son away. Again, sister, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we people, we must be, you know, the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the message, you know, for Allah's command to be done. So one day, Prophet Ibrahim woke up and he asked his wife Hajar to get ready and to prepare her son for a long journey. In few days, Ibrahim started the journey with his wife Hajar and their son. The baby was still nursing and did not yet weaned. Ibrahim, alayhi salam, and his wife and the baby, they walked through cultivated land, desert, mountains, until they reached the desert of Arabian Peninsula, and they came to an uncultivated valley. Uncultivated valley having no fruits, no trees, no food, no water. The valley has no sign of life. After Ibrahim had helped his wife and the child to dismount, he left them with a small amount of food and water, which was hardly enough for 2 days. He turned around and walked away. His wife Hajar hurried after him, asking, "Where are you going, Ibrahim, leaving us in this barren valley?" Ibrahim didn't answer her, but continued walking. She repeated what she said, but he remained silent. Finally, she realized that Allah has commanded him to do this. So she asked him, "Did Allah command you to do so?" He replied, "This, yes." Then the great wife said, "We are not going to be lost, inshallah." Actually, sister, this is the message of hope for this class. So long you obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you accept it, you are not going to be lost. Okay? Now we will continue with the story. Ibrahim left, and when he was far enough away where they couldn't see him, he faced the house, the Kaaba, and he raised his hands and supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I will clarify to you, you know, about what happened so that we can realize this great disaster which Hajar and Ibrahim were exposed to. Again, sisters, the situation was that, you know, this is the valley where there is no food, there is no people, there is no trees, there is nothing, just the desert. And this is Hajar and the baby. Prophet Ibrahim left them with some food and he turned back to return, okay, to the place where he come from. But when he moved a little bit away, he turned and he looked to the Kaaba, because this was the place of the house of Allah, okay, and this is the Kaaba. He raised his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to supplicate for his wife and his son. He didn't leave them alone. He left them because Allah commanded him to do so, but again, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facing al-Kaaba, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us learn about the hope and the supplication of Prophet Ibrahim from Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, verse number 37. We will learn about what Ibrahim alayhi salam was looking for, hoping for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he left his wife and his baby in that desert. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي ذرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون صدق الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So الحمد لله, this is the clarification that Prophet Ibrahim, he left his wife and his baby to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he did dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill some heart among men with love towards them, so that they will not be alone in the desert, and also to provide them with the fruits. To continue the story, Ibn Abbas narrated that Ismail's mother went on suckling the baby and drinking him from the water. Actually, she was having some water and food with her, so she was keeping on feeding the baby from the food, drinking from the water, and she was giving him the breastfeeding until the water in the water skin has been used up. Okay? She and the baby became thirsty. The food finished. There was no food, no drink, and she started to feel thirsty. Accordingly, she left the baby as she couldn't endure looking at him while he is crying. Let us try to imagine the feeling of the mother whom she have a baby, and the baby is crying because he is very thirsty, but she doesn't have water to drink, so she doesn't have milk for him. Because of the continuous crying of the baby, she start to move around to look for water in any place. So she found a mountain, the mountain called As-Safa. This was the closest mountain to Hajar and her baby. So what she did, she stood on it. Actually, she stood on the mountain. You try to imagine, sisters, a woman alone in the desert with a baby, okay, no food, nothing, and she's climbing a mountain, running up to the mountain in order that she will have a big scope to look if there is any source of water or food around in the desert. Then she will come down and she start to run again because she noticed that there is another mountain. So she start to walk from that mountain, from As-Safa to Al-Marwa, walking sometimes slowly, sometimes trying to be more quick, until she became up on the other one, Al-Marwa, so that she start to look for any source of water around in the desert. This what Sayyida Hajar did when she was left alone in the desert. She moved between, or she ran between As-Safa and Al-Marwa 7 times. She came up and down between them until she finished the 7th time when she was above Al-Marwa. So she was hoping that she may see someone or she can find anybody. Actually, she was running between these two mountains, As-Safa and Al-Marwa, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later said, this is the source of the tradition of As-Sa'i in Al-Hajj. People, Muslims, when they go to Hajj, they run or they walk between As-Safa and Al-Marwa, and they go up on both of them, the same what Hajar did at that time. Actually, while she was on Al-Marwa for the last time, she heard a voice. When she came down from that mountain for the last time, she heard a voice. And when she heard a voice, actually, she asked herself to be quiet. She didn't believe. You know, she think that this is her own voice. So she asked herself to be quiet and she listened with attention. She heard the voice again and said, oh, whoever you may be, you have made me hear your voice. Have you got something to help me? She was looking for help from anyone, you know, by any means. And behold, she found the angel at the place of Zamzam digging the earth. Okay. After she said this, she noticed that, you know, suppose in this area, okay, there is an angel digging the land and the water is coming up like this. Subhanallah. Okay, the water flowed from the place. She started filling her water skin with water and she drank and she sucked her baby. The angel said to her, this is Angel Jibril, don't be afraid of being neglected, for this is the house of Allah, which will be built by this boy and his father, and Allah never neglects his people. Okay? Actually, it was again Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail, they built Al-Kaaba when Prophet Ismail grew up. Hajar lived in that way. So, this is the story of Sayyida Hajar, whom she was left alone in the desert with a baby, having food and drink for 2 days. But because she believed that this is the command of Allah and Allah will never make her to be lost, she decided with her hope to look for the water and to try to have life for her and her baby. Try to imagine that she climbed this mountain and the other one, both for 7 times, and she was running in between them until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for her angel Jibreel in order for Zamzam to flow up. Okay, this blessed water of Zamzam was the drink for Sayyida Hajar all her life, she and her son. She lived in this way, she and her son, until some people from the tribe of Juhram, one of the tribes, actually they passed by her and her child, and they landed in the lower part of Mecca. Actually, whenever there is water in the desert, birds will be around the water, because birds will drink from the water. So there was a tribe moving from the lower part of Mecca, and they noticed that there are some birds in that spot. So they decided that there must be water there, because the birds are there. People of the tribe, Jurhum, they send two messengers who discovered the source of water, and they returned to inform them of the water. They came, this tribe of Jurhum, they came towards the water where Ismail's mother was sitting nearby. They asked her, "Do you allow us to stay with you?" She replied, "Yes." So they settled there and brought their families, and they became the permanent residents of that place. They became the big family of Hajar and her son. This is actually the story of the three righteous believers, Prophet Ibrahim, his wife, the two righteous believers, the Prophet Ibrahim and his wife. Actually, I want to clarify to you this story from the concept of hope, so that we can realize the great hope of those two righteous people, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Hajar. Actually, basically, Prophet Ibrahim and his wife Hajar are the parents of Prophet Ismail, who is the grandfather of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the family of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the roots of hope which form the main character of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us learn first about the hope of Prophet Ibrahim in this story. Actually, this is Prophet Ibrahim. Prophet Ibrahim is the true believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was thrown in the fire out of his belief. But he never lost his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he never asked for help except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Angel Jibreel told him while he was in the fire, "Do you need my help?" Prophet Ibrahim replied with full confidence, "Your help, no, but I am hoping for Allah's help and support." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the belief of Prophet Ibrahim and his full confidence in him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the nature of the fire and commanded it to be coolness and safety for Ibrahim. Now we will read from Surah number 21, verse number 66 to verse number 70, to know about Prophet Ibrahim, the true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has the hope in Allah while he was thrown in the fire. أعوذ بالله من الشر الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الأنبياء 21 verse number 66. قال أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم أف لكم ولم تعبدون من دون الله أفلا تعقلون قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ibrahim said, Do you then worship besides Allah things that can neither profit you nor harm you? Fie upon you and upon that which you worship besides Allah. Have you then no sense? They said, Burn him and help your Aliha, gods, if you will be doing. Allah said, O fire, be you coolness and safety for Ibrahim. And they wanted to harm him, but we made them the worst losers.
Allah Ta'ala is teaching us in this of the life of Prophet Ibrahim that the people of Prophet Ibrahim, they throw him in the fire because he actually destroyed his idols. But Prophet Ibrahim, while he was thrown in the fire, and Angel Jibril told him, are you in need of my help? Still Prophet Ibrahim is hoping only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he told him, help from you? No, I need the help only from Allah, because he believes in Allah and he has the hope in Allah and he has the confidence that the only one who can save him is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need sisters to realize these events and try to feel it in reality. Can you imagine that you are thrown in the fire and the angel Jibril is coming to tell you if you need help, but you will tell him, no, I don't need help, while he is thrown in the fire. So, you know, sister, these kinds of events which Allah is teaching us in the Quran, the goal of these verses of the Quran is that you imagine how hardships can be so tough, so difficult, how the hope can be unrealistic. To feel that someone who is thrown in the fire and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can save him. What hope someone can have while he is thrown in the fire. But again, sisters, Allah is teaching us from this story that you must have the full confident hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in this big tragedy of life. Try to imagine your life. And question yourself, any of the hardships which you faced in your life can be compared with being thrown in the fire? None. Because this is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not burden any believer more than his limitations. This is the limitations of Prophet Ibrahim because he has the true faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is testing him according to his faith and his belief in Allah. But we, because of our weak faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exposing us to hardships which we can tolerate. But still, we Muslims always lose the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't have the real true hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of disasters and hardships, a proof of the weak belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because every time you recite these verses of the Quran about Prophet Ibrahim, you must realize how difficult was the hardship and how great was the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the lessons which we must learn while we are reading the Quran or we are reciting the Quran, that Allah is sending for me a message of hope in these verses of the Quran. Try to compare your hardship with what Prophet Ibrahim was exposed to to, accordingly try to have the hope that the one who saved Prophet Ibrahim from that great disaster, he can save you, inshallah, and save everyone on the earth from all the disasters. This is the message of hope which we must learn from Prophet Ibrahim story when he was thrown in the fire, because out of that hope, Prophet Ibrahim had another hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was having the second test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we will learn about now. Prophet Ibrahim, the old man, 88 years old, he left his wife, he left all his people and migrated to foreign land. You have to imagine this difficult decision from Prophet Ibrahim. Someone who is above the age of 80, he decided to forget about his past, his people, his friends, everything, and he decided to migrate for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the proof of the hope of Prophet Ibrahim in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long he has Allah, he has everything. Okay? Again, Prophet Ibrahim, he was given a baby, and actually this baby was a very precious baby for him because he was very old and his wife was a barren woman, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to marry Sayyida Hajar, and he had the baby Ismail. So you have to actually imagine the feelings of that old man who is actually having no one in this life now except his wife, Sarah, and his second wife, Hajar, and that precious baby. Can you imagine that old man can leave his wife and his precious baby while he is still a very small baby in the desert alone, and he will leave them and turn and return back to his first wife, Sarah? Try to imagine, sisters, how this is a very big test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the belief. How this is a test for the hope of Prophet Ibrahim. This is the question. Are you believing in Allah? Are you having hope in Allah? Are you sure and confident that it is the power and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can save you, save your wife, and save the baby while they are in the desert? This is, sisters, the reality of the worldly life. A test after hardship, after trial. The goal of all of this is that we believe to Allah, we clarify to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our realities. I am a true believer in you. I have the full hope in you. I have full reassurance that you will arrange my life in the best shape or not. So actually, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father, he left his wife and his son in that in that desert. But Prophet Ibrahim has the great belief in Allah. And because of that belief, he has this behavior. He left them alone because of his belief. Out of the belief, you know, subhanAllah, he said that I must submit totally to Allah's command and to Allah's decree, keeping in heart the full hope that Allah is planning for me and my family the best. And actually, sister, this must be the rule for every believer. You must submit yourself totally to Allah's command and to Allah's decree. And at the same moment, you have the full hope and reassurance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will plan for me the best. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he proved, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was listening to his dua, and Allah make his hope a reality. Now we will read from Surah 28, verse number 57, to know that Allah answered his supplication, Allah saved his wife, Allah saved his baby, and Allah make his hope a reality because this was out of his belief. Now we will read from Surah number 28, verse number 57. الرحمن الرحيم أولم نمكن لهم حرما آمنا يجبى إليه ثمرات كل شيء رزقا من لدنا ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. Have we not established for them a secure Mecca to which are brought fruits of all kind, a provision from ourselves, but most of them know not. Prophet Ibrahim, when he left his wife and his baby in the desert, he was looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide them with the food and the fruits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that that hope became a reality, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to live in Mecca where the fruits are there of all the kind. This is a provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the tribe of Jarhum to live with them, so they have the company and they have the provision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the hope of Prophet Ibrahim a reality, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the Prophet Ibrahim's wife and his son out of the belief and obedience and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters, inshallah, at the end I will clarify to you this more. Now we will learn about the hope of the wife of Prophet Ibrahim, Hajar alayha salam. Actually, Hajar, whom she was a young woman having an old husband who took her and her baby while she was still nursing him and the baby was not yet weaned. Ibrahim took them to the desert, to an uncultivated valley, having no fruits, no trees, no food, no water, no people, nothing, just a dead desert, where she was left alone with her baby. Suddenly, her husband decided to leave them. What an expected disaster. Why? How? Where? All these questions came to her mind in this greatest hardship. This means that they will be left there to die, out of hunger and thirsty. Again, sisters, Hajar alayha salam, she knows that Sarah, the first wife of Prophet Ibrahim, was upset with her when she was pregnant with the baby and when she delivered the baby. So as a wife, when she will notice that her husband decided to take her to the desert and to leave her alone, any normal wife will think that this is a plan to get rid of her. This is, you know, what anyone will think. Actually, Hajar alayha salam, because of her belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she didn't think it this way. But just I want you always to evaluate the hardships of the people to its reality. Not only to maximize your hardship and to minimize the hardship of other people. So that you always live that I am the one having the worst hardship and the most tough hardship in this life. You are not the one, because Allah is the most merciful. Always remember the hardship of that wife whom she was left in the desert with a baby out of nothing. She didn't do anything. She was obedient to Prophet Ibrahim. She never asked him any question. She obeyed him until she discovered that she is in the valley of death. What she was supposed to do? What will be the questions in her mind? What will be her future? What are the possibilities of life for this wife? When Ibrahim alayhi salam turned around to walk away, she, out of all the above feeling, hurried after him, asking him, "Where are you going, Ibrahim, leaving us a mother and a baby in the barren valley?" Actually, Prophet Ibrahim didn't talk to her at all during the journey. You have to think of all of these questions in the mind of the wife. Why he is not talking? Why he is not explaining? What is the plan? What is his goal? And when she asked him the question, "Where are you going, Ibrahim, leaving us?" When she realized that, you know, now he is leaving, now I will die, me and my son, she was after him, asking him this question, but Prophet Ibrahim didn't answer her. Try to feel these seconds for a woman in a desert with a baby and her husband is leaving. So what is the meaning of this? And when she asked him, where are you going? He didn't answer. Okay? But he continued, yes, he continued walking away. This poor, helpless, worried, lonely, shocked mother repeated her concern about his attitude, which she has no explanation for her. Finally, it was Allah's mercy to calm down her feeling and to direct her mind to the truth. So she asked him, did Allah command you to do so? As this is to her the only hope for his behavior. At this point, Ibrahim alayhi salam replied by one word, yes. This is the answer which Hajar the believer was looking for. This is the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long Allah gave Ibrahim the command to do so, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save her and will make an outlet for her and her baby. She always believes that obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always lead to the good. As long as she is obedient to Allah, she must have the hope. I want to clarify to you this point, sister, so that inshallah we can get the benefit of the belief in Allah and the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always have the full confidence that whatever Allah decrees for me is the best for me. This must be actually the belief of the true believer. And we are discussing a situation where we have two true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Ibrahim and his wife. Regarding his wife Hajar, when she noticed that death is there, and only death, her husband is living in the desert where they have food, he and her baby, only for 2 days. Then after the 2 days, it is only death out of hunger, death out of thirsty, death because they are in the desert alone. Maybe any animal will kill them, anything will happen to them. Okay, they are about to die soon. But she asked him a question which she looking for to have the answer. I want to clarify to you, she asked for him a question. She was hoping for it to save her. As a true believer, the only hope in this situation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for her an outlet. How Allah will make for her an outlet from that situation? The only possibility is that this, what is happening, is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is the one commanding Ibrahim to do so, so, inshallah, there is a hope that Allah will save me. Okay? So, you know, sister, this is how... Alaykum salam. This is how we Muslims must get the benefit of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The minute you feel that all the doors are closed in front of you, at that minute, you must have the full hope that Allah will save you. So long you are a true obedient, a servant obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. This is the blessings of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never leaves the true believer alone in this life. Never. This is against the rules and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you will learn about the messages of hope in the Quran while we are learning, inshallah, this year, the more you will be confident about this reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always planning the best for the true believer. You have one condition to be a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the minute you feel that my disaster now is so difficult and it is I live in full darkness, be sure that the light of hope is there. The power of hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so close. And I need to link with it immediately. The second you link with the power of the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that you are saved. How? This is none of your business. Where? None of your business. When? None of your business. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which inshaAllah will be a reality now, so long you succeed to link with the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while everything was closed in front of you. This is, alhamdulillah, sisters, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the believers are living in. Always the hope is there. Always the hope is very close. Always the hope is only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a very important point which I need to clarify and to repeat in my classes. The true believer never hopes in Allah plus. There is no plus in the hope of the believer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala believes that the only power is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only will is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only mercy is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only hope is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I don't have a hope in Allah plus my husband, no. Plus my kids, no. Plus my qualifications, never. Plus my bank account, nay. My hope is only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of this, I am not dependent on any of the human being. I am not looking for help from any of the human being. I don't ask any of the human being. I only concentrate all my feelings towards the belief, the hope, the love, the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long you have this kind of belief in your spirit, so long that you will be always looking for the hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people around you will tell you it is totally blocked. You cannot see. You tell them, no, you are the one whom you don't see. Because the believer is not watching or is not living the life with the light of the eyes. The believer is living the life with the light of the heart. The light of the heart is the light of the belief, is the light of the hope, is the light of the reassurance, and the light of the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true believer is not moving in life with the light of the vision. He is moving in life with the light of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the situation of Hajar alayha salam. When Hajar faced death, immediately the hope was so clear in her spirit. So she said that question, is Allah commanded you to do so? She is asking this question because she's looking for the answer. This is what I want you sisters to have it in your spirit. She was looking for Prophet Ibrahim to tell her one word. Yes, Allah is the one. All praise to Allah. If Allah commanded you, so Allah will send for me, alhamdulillah, the way to be saved. So long Allah commanded you, so I will have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will never feel despair. I will never look to the desert. I will never look to the food. I will never look to the baby. I will only concentrate on my hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, she start to run. Try to think it again, sister, if you go to Hajj or to Umrah and you follow what actually this poor, lonely woman whom she's having a baby crying, dying gradually because there is no milk for him. But instead of all these negative factors, she has the energy and she has the motivation to run and to climb the mountains, one and then the second one, and to run in between 7 times until she proved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the full hope, the full trust, the full belief. Immediately Allah will send Angel Jibril to make Zamzam to flow up for her. Now the water is there, and alhamdulillah, Allah sent for her the tribe of Jurham to live with her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her hope a reality. This is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, the believers in the Quran. Any hope in Allah can be a reality, but it is up to you, up to your belief in Allah, up to your obedience to Allah, up to your submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah, with all of this, be sure, be confident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the Prophet Moses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the supplication of Prophet Zakaria and gave him the son whom he was looking for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Prophet Yunus while he was in the stomach of the whale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the supplication of Prophet Yaqub, whom who lost his son for 40 years. 40 years losing his son, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the hope, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Prophet Jacob to find his son Yusuf and the other son Benjamin also, out of the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the message of hope which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending to us believers in the Quran, that don't compare your problem with these disasters. These are great disasters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us through these great disasters that your problem, your trial, your hardship can't be compared with this. What about your hope? Where is your hope? How is your hope? What is the degree of your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, again, sisters, I have a message for all, for every Muslim wife, okay? We must believe that life is a test full of hardships and trials. And we must believe that our hope in Allah's mercy and Allah's support must be the motivator for our acceptance of Allah's decree and our patience regarding all the trials. This is the story of the wife who was left in the desert with a small baby. Her husband didn't explain for her the reason why he left them alone, nor he apologized for his unexplained behavior. Even never he informed her about any outlet. But he just left her with no answer for her questions, except that it is Allah's command for him. Try to imagine yourself in this situation. What will be your behavior? How you will think of your husband? And can you believe that you can do the same as Sayyida Hajar? It is the true belief and the true hope that saved Hajar and her son. Again, sisters, as we learned from the previous messages of hope, and again, sisters, I want you, for your own sake, to believe that the moment you prove to Allah that you are sure of the hope, that your hope will save you, the moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you more than you expect. And we proved this in the story of Prophet Moses. Prophet Moses was hoping for escape with his people from the punishment and the bad treatment of Pharaoh and his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his hope, when he say, "Nay, indeed, Allah is with me and He will guide me," Allah made him to be saved, and Allah made Pharaoh and his people to be lost and to be drowned in the sea. Okay? Again, when Prophet Yunus called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him while he was in the stomach of the fish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to return to his people to discover that they all became believers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded Hajar more than her expectation. She was hoping that Allah will save her and her baby in this dead desert. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her to live in Mecca and to drink from Zamzam water, the blessed water, all the time. But also, she was in charge of Zamzam water. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, she was the one in charge of this blessed water. The only one who was in charge of Zamzam water was Sayyida Hajar alayha salam. You see, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her to be the grandmother of the grand of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, my dearest Muslim wife, try to have this great Muslima as a role model regarding, number one, your full hope and trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the obedience of your husband. Any other wife whom she is not a true believer in Allah, whom she is not living marriage as an act of worship, she will tell him, I will follow you. Let us live together or die together. Okay? Can you imagine that she will tell to your husband, take care, leave, and I will die me with the baby, thank you very much? Never. Never. Any wife will run after him. She and the baby. Yes. You bring us, you take us with you. Okay? This is the justice. Okay? But because of her full trust and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also her obedience to her husband out of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she was looking for pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved her always. This is very important for me, sister, so that we can live the Quran in our daily life. Always compare your hardship with your husband with that hardship which Sayyida Hajar faced. Whenever you are upset with your husband, you are not happy with your husband, you feel that your husband is tough, your husband is not talking, your husband is always alone, maybe your husband is doing something not good, okay? Try to compare the hardship which you are feeling towards him with the hardship and with the difficult feelings and the pain which Sayyida Hajar felt towards Prophet Ibrahim at that time in the desert, but she didn't say any word, but she obeyed him and she stayed in the desert alone, hoping for the outlet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us always try to get the benefit of the verses of hope in the Quran, that so long you believe that it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you must always say to yourself, whenever your husband gave you hard time, whenever your husband is not appreciating, whenever your husband is not the one you are looking for, try to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding that husband, and trying to send the message to yourself that so long I am accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long I am obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is the same statement which Sayyida Hajar said, you will not be going to be lost. You will never be lost. Always send this message to yourself. Myself, so long I am obedient, so long I am accepting the decree, I will never be lost. I have the full hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will save me, Allah will compensate for me, and inshallah, Allah will reward me more than my expectation, as it happens to a Sayyida Hajar. This is the message of hope for this class, inshallah. And at the end, I want you to listen to these words, which inshallah, I hope that every one of us will get the benefit of it. These words are having the title, Make Hope Your Home. Can hope ever become a way of life? Can it be the first place to which you return when challenge presents itself? Yes, we believe it can. This must be the attitude of the believers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters. We must believe that hope can inshallah be my way of life. Hope must be my home. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, I find tranquility, I find peace, I find alhamdulillah, all the comfort in my home, in my hope, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may take time for that to happen. Initially, it may take more effort than you would like. But gradually, you will start to see life through a particular lens, the lens of hope. You will feel an increasing confidence in your ability to turn to hope when hardships threaten your days. You will allow hope into more and more aspects of your life. You will come, in short, to live from a place of hope. You will come to make hope your home. When you make hope your home, you will find yourself frequently thinking of how things may turn out well, even as you face new and uncertain circumstances. Always remember Prophet Ibrahim and his wife in the desert. You will find yourself asking questions like these. In my situation, what would a hopeful person do? Or, given what I am facing, what is the best thing that might happen? If the short-term future isn't going to be to my liking, what about the long term? This is a human being trying to have hope, her home. As you learn to live life in this way, you help hope to become a habit. As you acquire and use the hope strategies that work well for you, you will learn to trust your hope in Allah more and more. This is what happens with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He started to feel his hope in Allah and to practice his hope in Allah while he was in the fire. Accordingly, he decided to migrate alone, only with his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, he left his son and his wife alone in the desert because he now learned, practiced, and experienced the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the hope becomes his home. Gradually, you will trust yourself more and more too. As your attitude of hope grows strong, it becomes your nature to return to this attitude when hardship sometimes moved you away from it. Life is not easy and hardships are not similar. But the more you live with the hope, the more whenever you face a very tough strategy, you turn quickly to your hope to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you experienced that hope before and you have that hope as your home. This is the way of hope which, when it will end, it will make hope your home. Although you may not always see the way clear for you, you will continuously be reminded that the hope in Allah is real and the hope in Allah is not far away. When you speak your voice, you will carry the tinder of hope. When you reach out, it will be with the touch of hope. When you act, it will be with the spirit of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord, the most merciful. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters, that we will learn to make hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our home, and inshallah we will walk together the road of hope through the coming classes inshallah, and let us make the dua. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.